I'm just looking at ways that we can architecturally make it a little bit more pleasing. I mean, I know the activity that goes on in it, and I know you don't get your money's worth out of it, but you know, we're just trying to have something more visually appealing.
Commissioner Leon.
So, to take a bit of an opposite approach, and I guess I would ask anyone on the commission, but given the geography here and Hiller Ford and their quick lane that are immediately to the north, how visible is this building from Highway 100 traveling southbound?
There's Highway 100 right there.
Right. Okay, maybe I didn't clearly understand where the it was going to go on the property.
Yeah, Hiller is up here.
Okay, so it would be immediately visible from directly east of it. But the north side of it that we're discussing,
well,
how visible is that?
This is the north exposure.
That's the west facade.
This is west.
Or east facade.
No. East is the short.
Yeah, east faces towards Highway 100, correct? North faces more towards Hiller, if I understand it right. And I believe the geography would.
Okay, it's the west elevation we're worried about.
Okay.
It's this one.
All right.
Well, it's the whole darn building, actually.
So is it?
It's a little confusing because the building's on a bit of an angle, but we have labeled on the elevations the Highway 100 elevation as east, and then south where the bay doors are, and that would face toward the Quick Trip.
That's not.
Doors would face south.
That's not correct. Mary, can you go to the site plan? Thank you.
This is the site plan.
This is the east elevation.
Yes.
This is east.
That's the part that faces the Quick Trip that has the bay doors. And then the part with the entrance door would be facing Highway 100.
They got two east elevations. They got two doorways. This is an east door. They got a door here and a door here on the south. So this is the south here and the east.
Correct.
Doesn't matter. Right?
Pre-finished man.
It's terrible.
One item to note regarding the positioning relative to the Highway 100 frontage, the required building setback is 40 feet. Just by the nature of the building and wanting to have the ability to have some parking on wrapping around that side of the building, the building is set back to 100 feet. Which wouldn't have been a preference. We would have preferred to be, closer and more visible, but that just worked for the site. And we also have that, we have a number of instruments running through here, so we really didn't have the ability to pull it any closer to the street. So we are set back a bit further than we're required to be. I hear your point, and we are interested in working with you and trying to be creative and trying to. We want an attractive project that the community feels is attractive as well. So I don't in any way want to give the impression that we don't want to work with.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Alderman Dandridge.
Instead of beating this thing up to right now, why don't we table this? I'm going to make a motion to table this and refer back to staff to work on it. But I'd like to know if you've got other models that you've built, you've put, how many other buildings do you own of this, as well as do you have any other outside renditions that we may see could be more appropriate? Because the Quick Trip next to you put a lot of money in their exterior development. Granted, I'm not 100% sure of the topography of this area, but you know, we've got to make something that's going to flow here, because you are coming into Franklin, and that's some of the first area that has, because the auto dealership just spent a few million dollars fixing that whole facade to the north of us. So that's where I'd like to go at this point.
Is there a second to the motion to table and refer back to staff? How long would it take you, Michael?
We can work very quickly with staff. We're happy to.
But the next plan commission meeting is kind of full.
It would be for them to turn it around and then for us to evaluate it would be, that's too soon.
What's the one?
Second
meeting in May.
May 21st.
May 21st, is that all right, Michael?
The concern we have with that is that probably puts us to where we're breaking ground sometime in October, which is a difficult time. Is there some way that we can make some commitments here at the meeting? And if there's a gable element that we all think would be appropriate, and I'm happy to make a commitment to that, to work with staff to get, you know, a detail that's satisfactory. And I know we have to come back. I guess we go to the Common Council. Is that a possibility?
Well, I think I'm reasonably comfortable telling you that I'm not sure that we're concerned about the footprint.
So the site plan itself is okay, and the concerns lie mainly with the architectural details?
Architectural details, huh?
So I would ask the commission to provide a little bit more direction to staff. Do we look at the Quick Trip for reference? Do we look at the neighboring auto shop for reference? What point of reference should we use to help guide the outcomes? The applicant has suggested an additional parapet on one of the facades. I think it sounds like some of the questions are about materials, articulation, and
pilasters, anything.
So you could make recommendations that it better reflect the neighboring architecture, and staff would be willing to work with the applicant, but it's really up to you.
Commissioner Morrow?
So this does have to go back to Common Council, right?
The site plan approval is...
The site plan approval is just plan commission.
Oh. I was getting ready to say, I think with the mayor and the fact that I think we're all okay with the layout and so forth. It's just the architectural. We'd like it to reflect Quick Trip. I was going to recommend that we allow them to work with staff so it'd be ready for a Common Council, but... So I guess direction is make sure it reflects the flavor of the Quick Trip next door with the roof elements and the look and feel of the Quick Trip.
Who's having dinner on the phone?
And I will say that the applicant has already demonstrated that they're willing to make the changes that are asked. So it's a question of, does this body want to review it again, or do you want staff to make the final decision? And
it's just referred to May 7th.
Sure. Okay. Let's look at the Pewaukee one.
Or better.
For the commissioners on the phone, if you got your computers handy, take a look at the Firestone in Pewaukee.
Tires Plus
in Pewaukee.
Do you want me to do that on here?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Sure.
Then we get skip 4 then.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that for you.
I'm just not excited about keep pushing things off to making the agendas tougher later on.
Yeah, nor am I.
If we can knock it out here.
Someone's got chickens.
Who's on the? Oh, is that
That's
you,
Haley.
Kevin?
Mr. Mayor?
Commissioner Hogan?
Total gable on it.
So you're stating to us we should go and look at the Firestone in Pewaukee?
No. Are you looking at the computer on the phone?
I'm looking at my Zoom on the phone, yeah.
Okay, so look on the Zoom on the phone.
Okay.
There.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. I'd be happy with that.
Okay.
Can everyone see?
Michael, can you see that?
I'm still not sure that our neighbor Quick Trip might even be a little tad better than that.
We're getting a lot.
That's
closer.
The baseline.
I'm not seeing that.
You got. Yeah. Will that design fit on this site?
Sure can.
Just. Oh, I see it now.
That'll work for me as a baseline.
That'll work for me too.
You withdraw your motion to table?
Yes.
All right, let's give this a shot. Find the right one here. Is there a motion to approve a resolution approving a site plan for construction of a Firestone complete auto care facility with 8 service bays, and associated parking, lighting, landscaping, stormwater management, utility connections, and other site amenities using the Pewaukee, Wisconsin Tires Plus architectural design as the base architectural look for the store with staff approval at approximately 10800 West Speedway Drive.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Martinez.
Who move?
Leon.
Okay.
I thought you wanted to ask.
Second.
Oh, I can second it.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Martinez, roll call, please.
Commissioner Hogan.
Aye.
Commissioner Bothard.
Aye.
Commissioner Haley.
Aye.
City Engineer Morrow.
Aye.
Alderman Dendria.
Aye.
Commissioner Leon.
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Michael, did you get that? You understand?
I think I do. Can I ask one question?
Sure.
What was on the screen, just the layout of that building is such that it has bay doors on both sides. The narrowness of this site won't allow for that. Are we talking more the exterior architecture relative to gabled roofs rather than the orientation of the bay doors?
Gabled roofs, look at the, yes. Yeah, you don't need to put double-sided doors on it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, we just couldn't fit that layout on the site. But okay, we will go back to work. I appreciate your comments and thank you for your time. We'll go back to work and we'll work diligently with that.
And we look forward to having you in the city with a bigger, nicer building.
Thank you.
With that, we'll move on to any other agenda item other than Steve Taylor's. Okay. So we'll do learning experience in a minute. Let's move on to a business item. Got a shotgun, Kevin? Plan Development District 37, Miracle League of Milwaukee, Miracle Field Construction within Milwaukee, Milkman Stadium, the Rock Sports Complex.
This is D1?
Yes.
Okay.
This is D1.
Thank you.
So this is the project location next to the stadium. So the Miracle Field is a permitted use in the Plan Development District 37. The Rock Sports Complex area, so we don't need any special use approval or any PDD amendment. It's just a site plan amendment to the stadium. The background, the stadium has been approved in 2018 and has been amended in 2019. This proposal, this is the location next to the stadium. This is the current landscape surface ratio calculation for the whole district, currently at 65%, and the minimum is 50%, so this proposal would be in compliance with that. One concern from staff is that the Miracle Field location will be encroaching into three easements, an AT&T easement, as another We Energy easement, and the gas line collection. So that's one of the staff concerns, but the applicant stated that they will be responsible for the maintenance and working with the easement owners on the proposed Miracle Field. The hours of operation are from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. That's why it was confusing the previous item. No lighting is proposed, no external storage, no mechanical equipment is proposed. This is the fence, black vinyl coated chain link fence is consistent with the PDD standards. So staff is recommending approval with six conditions, three standard conditions, and the other three conditions are that the applicant will need to work with the easement owners on the utility easement. Any sign that is not proposed will be subject to the municipal code. For parking, the applicant stated that the Miracle Field league games will be staggered with the Milksman games, so it will not be an additional parking demand. And finally, the applicant will need to obtain the final engineering approval. There are two separate requests from the applicant. One request is that the PDD require pedestrian amenities such as benches, bollards, and bicycle parking. And the staff is recommending approval of this request because this Miracle Field will need to address some universal design standards because we will have people with wheelchairs. So these amenities may create an obstacle to these users. So staff is recommending approval of that request. To approve that request, the Plan Commission will need to have four votes. And the other request by the applicant is the waiver of the irrigation requirement of the UDO. The reasoning of the applicant is that the stadium is not currently irrigated. So we have the site plan approval and the two separate requests by the applicant.
And it's going to be turf.
Yeah. Well, no, it's going to be a rubber.
Rubber,
yeah.
Well, I think everybody in the room knows how I feel about this. Right on cue.
This is just for reference. This is the facility in Milwaukee, just for reference.
Yeah. This is a great thing. All I'm going to tell you is you are going to need benches for the caretakers. Former Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Steve Taylor, 2812 West Hilltop Lane, applicant. One thing that I'm requesting is normally we get 1 year to pull this off, but we're going to need, considering the current environment, probably a year and a half. We'd be looking for next May to probably have it up and running. So depending on when it goes to Common Council, when we get approval there, or hopefully we get approval there, that we would need additional time. So I'm asking in advance if we can get the 18 months, we have to come back and ask for extension in case we have any issues with the fundraising. It's $500,000 bill. So once we can come out of this COVID crisis, we will have a fundraising campaign.
My only other suggestion is some shade locations.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to obviously, yeah, anything that we have to do with that will come in, and any additional approvals, things like that. But, I mean, it's going to really mirror what the stadium is. It's going to blend right in. It's going to be within the confines of the field and that. So, you know, regarding the parking, we're not going to have Miracle League games at the same time as Milkman games. We'd schedule daytimes and when we're on the road, to not have it at the same time as the local games. And then we obviously, I think, would plan on activating it for, you know, kids that are actually at the Milkman game. Then at one, they're running around, they're all, you know, they're not even watching for the most part. They're just with their buddies and having fun. And so we will activate some wiffle ball or something like that.
I don't think people understand what this is for. So give the commercial.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's for kids that are have to be able to play baseball. Every inning, they all get the bat, they all get to get on the run, and really builds a camaraderie. And they love it. And right now, the current location is on the north side of the county at the Cudahy YMCA, and that property is for sale. And so when, you know, they're going to be displaced, and so they looked for a new location, and they said, what about Franklin? Obviously, we have a record of building playgrounds for disabled children, and I think it's a really good fit. So look forward to, you know, having Franklin have this here in our city. So appreciate if you have any questions, we're here to answer.
Do we need anything special for the 18 months?
We will add that special condition to the resolution, the 18 month.
So I don't. Okay, so give us the two waivers, please, Mr. Martinez.
Yes.